Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are backstage at Odyssey's Leading Ladies Live with our very own leading lady, Gabby Barrett. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing so good. You surprised everyone earlier this week by announcing that you're expecting baby number two. How are you feeling?
I'm good. Fatigue and in and out nausea kind of gets me sometimes at the most random spots.
Oh.
But I'm good for the most part. I'm like in the second trimester now, so doing good.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
I know Bayla just celebrated a birthday earlier this year, so she's probably
January.
She's probably a little too young to realize what's happening, but do you think she's going to be excited about being a big sister?
Absolutely. She's very sweet about her babies and her baby dolls already. She puts them to sleep all the time. She'll hold them and go, like she's putting them to sleep. It is the sweetest thing. Gives them their pacifier, and she does give my belly kisses and stuff. Right. I don't think she understands there's a baby in the belly, but she's very sweet about it.
That's so awesome. And then your latest single, Pick Me Up, you guys just recently released the music video to this, and I won't give away the plot, but in it, you and Cade get to like dress up like you're in your 80s and get full makeup done. How crazy was that? Like seeing each other.
It was really fun. I remember the original idea kind of for the music video getting pitched. And originally it was supposed to be other people acting out those parts, and I was just going to do the performance scene through it. And I remember saying to everybody, I was like, I want to do the, like, me and Kay want to do the parts.
Yeah.
And we want to act out the parts. And they were like, you do? And I was like, yes, I think that'd be so fun. So we got to kind of reenact, you know, a love story through all of your years, from your young years to your old years. And we had special effects makeup for the old people scene. Took about 2 hours to,
really?
To do. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And it was really sweet. I felt like I was looking at Cade like literally 60 years from now.
He really, like, it looks very real.
Yes.
He's going to age well. So.
Yeah. That's a good part. Yeah.
That's amazing. And then we were just talking about how things are getting a little bit crazy. Touring is starting to pick up. You're going to be going out on the road with Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
Which is going to be super exciting. When you get to go out with the entertainer of the decade, like, I assume you just want to be like a sponge and soak up everything, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a big fan of him. I've always been a big fan of him. So I'm excited to kind of meet him and his family. And I haven't gotten to really like sit down and have a conversation with him yet, but I briefly did get to say hey to him at the CMT Awards not too long ago, kind of backstage, and he seems so sweet, and I've heard
he's
wonderful
so nice.
Things. So, and he puts on a great show, which I love and respect a lot. So I am definitely excited to be in good hands for that.
I'm always kind of taken back because when you sit down and talk to him, he's like so laid back and so easygoing, and then he gets on stage and there's like pyro and fire and all this stuff.
Yes. Yeah. He's got that like, you know, that like rock and roll edge, which I love so much. I also was heavily influenced by that. So I think that's something that we connect to a lot.
Definitely. And then an influence to all women in country music. Miss Dolly Parton just announced she's getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So my question to
you
is, if you were going to perform something in honor of Dolly, a song of hers, what song would you sing and why?
Probably I Will Always Love You. I mean, that's just, I did that song. I did I Will Always Love You and Jolene for as long as I can remember singing. I learned them from a very young age. Always loved Dolly Parton. Always loved challenging songs as well, and kind of like challenging myself. Sure, and I sang it more in the style of Whitney Houston when I did sing it, but I loved her writing so much behind it. So I would probably do I Will Always Love You just because those songs have such sentimental meaning to me and kind of bring me back to those very humble moments when I was just singing with a microphone and a black speaker box and singing in front of three people to a backing track of I Will Always Love You, you know? So probably that one.
That's incredible. And we're obviously so excited to have you here for Leading Ladies.
Thank you.
Along with Carly, Lauren, Lainey, Morgan, Tennille, and Priscilla.
Woo!
Which such a fun show to have all of you guys together. Who are you excited to see perform and hang out with that maybe you haven't gotten to spend time with yet?
I am excited. Ooh, that's a good question. I'm excited probably to see Lainey. Love her song out right now with Cole Swindell. Love the vibe of it. It's so cool. And I'm just interested to see kind of like what else she's going to sing, and she's very sweet, very nice. So probably Lainey. Love Carly. Good friends with Carly. So yeah. It'll be fun. It'll be really fun.
It's going to be a great night. And then thinking about our next leading ladies next year, who is like a rising female artist do you think we should keep our eye on to possibly have for next year? Is there anybody that you've been like keeping an eye on or jamming out to that you really like?
I'll come back to that.
Okay. That's totally
fine. I have
fine.
To think. There's a lot. There's like a that's lot.
And you know what?
There's a lot of females. Like
Lainey and I talked I about that. It's a really great thing to see so many young women like coming up right now and having big moments, which is awesome.
Sure. But absolutely.
We are so excited to have you here with us tonight, Gabby Barrett at Leading Ladies Live for Odyssey.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.